Kim, it is a pleasure to meet you. And I'm looking forward to the conversation we're going to have because we're celebrating Pride Month. And I think it's such an important topic. And what I want you to do is talk about your story first, and then we can lead up to, you know, what you're doing today with Dragging Youth Show. So please go ahead, Kim.
I grew up in rural Alberta, so like in the Rocky Mountain House, Westlock,
Oh,
Fallon area.
okay.
And back then there wasn't GSAs because I'm kind of old. And
Young at
I
heart.
felt I felt very isolated and like I couldn't find where I belonged. And I
Oh.
felt very different from most people because being gay wasn't really talked about, and there wasn't a
Right.
lot of resources out there, and it wasn't like people were waving the flag back then.
That's right. Especially in the small
So,
towns, right?
right. So I
Yeah.
felt very isolated and very just I couldn't fit in, and I struggled with depression and addiction issues as a
Wow.
teenager. Numerous suicide attempts.
Oh my
Just
goodness.
I couldn't find my place where I fit in. I remember my mom saying to me, she didn't understand because I was captain of the basketball team and captain of the volleyball team and very popular. So
Oh.
it didn't make sense from where she was sitting why I would be so depressed and so sad. And
Right.
it wasn't that I wasn't popular. I was very popular, but I had this secret, this
Right.
and I didn't know if like I knew I wasn't the only person in the world, but I didn't really think there was a lot of us.
Right. Back then.
I felt like, I was living a lie because I wasn't being true to me.
Right.
And it wasn't until I came out in my 20s that
Okay.
life really took a change for me.
Oh,
I
good.
found my people. I found my
Ah,
place. I found where I belonged. And
yeah.
I wasn't alone. And there was this wonderful, embracing community that accepted me for who I was.
Oh.
And that was very empowering and very important to me.
Right.
And I had kids, and I was able to raise them in the community, and they were accepted, and it was really important to me. And then as I got older, and I found drag, and I dabbled in drag a little bit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that I'm a grand performer or anything like that, but I loved it. And
Right on.
but I seen a need for youth because there wasn't a lot of places that youth could perform or youth could be.
Right.
So we formed Dragging Youth, which the idea behind it was a safe place for youth to express themselves and be whoever they are through the art
Yeah.
of drag.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wow.
And I think the most important thing for me is that it's a place where everybody is accepted,
Yes.
regardless of what religion they are, what color they are, what their beliefs are.
Right.
They're accepted and they're loved.
Oh, so
And
beautiful.
the youth, it's really neat to watch them because they form friendships and they mentor each other and they help. And it's really incredible to watch them grow from being a really nervous and not confident performer to watch them find themselves and become confident, strong performers,
Yeah.
has just been amazing to watch and be part of.
Oh, That's incredible. Wow. So when did you start dragging you shows?
We started in 2016.
Oh, okay.
And the first couple of years we didn't have many, a lot of performers, and the performers were able to perform two and three numbers because
Okay.
we didn't have the draw, right?
Right.
And we raised a couple hundred dollars each month, and each month we pick a different charity and we raise money for that charity.
Oh, nice.
And we originally started with it had to be a youth organization.
Right.
Well, we quickly realized that there wasn't that many youth organizations, and also that some of the needs of the youth were outside of that scope that we had, or those parameters we'd set. So now
Right.
we raise money each month and we pick a different charity,
Okay.
and we now have waiting lists, and they're no longer able to perform two and three numbers.
Wow.
And we went from raising $200 a show to we raise around $1,000 each show. So
Yay.
really grown. And we're not just youth. We have people as young as six and as old as 80 perform on our
Oh,
stage.
I love it.
We're a safe, welcoming, all-inclusive place, and we're wheelchair accessible, and we
I
have
love that.
people in wheelchairs perform, people in walkers, you name it.
Wow.
And we're very proud to say that we're accessible to anybody, regardless of the disability that they have.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Oh, that is really incredible.
We accommodate them and have them perform.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I really love that. Wow. So you basically have every walk of life coming through those doors, either
We do.
entertaining or watching. Just incredible.
And we ha
Wow.
and it's really neat to watch families come, and they have their child and their parents and their grandparents and
Yeah.
multi-generational be able to participate.
Oh.
Whether they have a performer on stage, or whether they're just there to enjoy the show in a safe,
Yeah.
inclusive atmosphere.
Wow, that's incredible. So where do you house the Dragging Youth shows? Where is it held?
Our shows are held at the Unitarian Church.
Okay.
They give us a space each month to have our shows, and
Okay.
they are and welcome us, and they've been very good to us. We've been very blessed to have them as a sponsor.
Wow, that's truly amazing. So you said you've grown since 2016.
Yes.
Are you f are you're I, I'm taking it now from your story that you're finding a lot of fulfillment in this work that you're doing.
We are. Our volunteer base has grown, our performer base has grown, our audience has grown, our
Yeah.
social media presence has grown.
Oh, wow.
We've attended multiple markets to
Okay.
get the word about us,
Yeah.
and pride
And a few
events
events. Yeah.
to
Events.
get
Yeah.
our name out there. We're very excited that we have spots on the main an hour slot during Pride on the main stage this year.
In August?
In August,
Wow.
so we're very excited
Wow.
about the opportunity for that.
Yeah, that's incredible. Wow. So are you thinking like the amount of people coming because now you're saying you got a waiting list. Can you see it expanding more into a larger space, or are you going to stay at the Unitarian Church, or what are your plans?
Now we have no intentions of leaving. The space can accommodate up to almost up to 300, so
Oh.
we're quite happy with that, and we have
Yeah.
multiple rooms and a kitchen, and
Wow.
we're able to provide a drag room as well as multiple other rooms for the charity that month to showcase them and do a lot of other things. We expanded, and we have a what we call Cinderella's Drag Closet.
Okay. Talk about
Drag
that.
is very expensive, and so
Oh, yeah.
sometimes it's very hard for youth to access that.
Right.
So we get community donations of
Oh,
makeup,
nice.
of new makeup and clothing and drag for clothing and we give it to we give it out to the youth or to whoever needs it. They can access that and take whatever they need.
Oh, nice.
So
So
that's been
there's
a nice,
always you're always looking for donations, right?
yeah, and that's been a nice
Okay.
addition. And the youth really enjoy that. It's almost like Christmas watching
Yeah.
them through this stuff and how excited they are when they find something that they're able to
Yeah.
turn into an outfit.
Yeah. What
So
about the makeup?
we've expanded over the years from a very small show to, a nice a good size show, and we have Cinderella's Drag Closet
Right.
and
Yeah. Yeah, what about what about makeup? Do you accept donations for, or how does that work? Because I'm sure makeup is it's quite expensive too, right?
yeah, we accept donations of makeup and perfume, and we've
Okay.
had some hair salons reach out and give us some hair product, which is the youth they just loved it. It was so exciting for them.
Yeah.
And a
Yeah.
lot of old or should I shouldn't say older, seasoned drag queens have gone through their closets and
Oh.
donated us, and given us makeup mirrors and all kinds of things so that the youth can
Oh,
really have
wow.
that experience of
Yeah.
and some youth unfortunately, some youth, their parents might not be okay with the fact that they're
Yeah.
gay.
Yeah.
So it's hard for them to have drag at home. So
Right.
this way, if they find an outfit that they like, they can keep it and they can just, we can put it in a bag and hold it
Yeah.
right there for them so that there's no issues of them having to deal with
Yeah.
negativity surrounding their.
Right.
And
Wow, that's just amazing.
we've been donated lots of heels and stuff like that, so the youth are able to
Oh, yeah.
really, they've really been able to step it up
Yeah.
because of community donations and the community support for Cinderella's Drag Closet.
Okay. That's awesome. Wow. It just touches my heart to know that, you're offering this place that they can be who they should be, and with no judgment, no criticism, even if it's for just, one night a month, right? Because I can imagine some of these children going back home and just, like you talk about the negativity and just feeling completely miserable, and then you're shining a light for them, once a month to be able to feel to thrive, right? To be able to be themselves and thrive. That's really
And
truly amazing.
we offer resources throughout the months. If they're having if they're struggling and they need
Yeah.
counseling or and they reach out, we're able to connect them with different community resources and agencies to get them
Oh,
what they need.
wonderful.
The counseling, we've helped with housing, we've helped with all kinds of different things.
So that's just it's just more than a drag show then. You're doing way more.
Yeah,
Oh.
we're trying to provide a community for
Yeah.
them and a networking and
Yeah.
we're able to provide them with different just different things, different needs that they
Yeah.
need. We
Yeah.
also do we also provide safe sex items.
Yep.
We do not promote sex. But
Right.
let's be honest, teenagers are going to be teenagers, and if they're going to
Yeah.
do it, they're going to do it safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
We provide that. We're working on in the near future being able to provide STI testing.
Right. Oh, good. That's good. Wow. That's like a whole package right there.
Not that we're trying to promote,
Yeah.
sex, but
No.
if they're going to do it,
Sexual health, basically. Yeah.
they need to
Just,
do it safe and
yeah.
know that there are consequences and things that you
Yes.
need to do.
Yeah.
So we're working with that.
Yeah.
And we're very fortunate because the church, no matter what crazy idea we come up with, they've been very accommodating.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's really wonderful. Wow, Kim, what an amazing story and what an amazing initiative. Just like my heart is so full from hearing all this. It's just so wonderful.
It's been an amazing journey from where we started to where we are today.
Yeah,
And
no kidding. Oh.
it's exciting because as the more youth come forward and we're aware of their needs,
Yeah.
and no one we're we work really hard to accommodate
Yeah.
and fulfill those needs. And we're very proud to be able to say that regardless of the disability, whether you're neurodivergent, whether you're in a
Yeah.
wheelchair, blind, whatever,
Yeah.
we work with you and accommodate whatever those needs are so that
Yeah.
you are safe and in a safe place where you can be who you are.
And feel valued and loved and cared, just like any human. I love it. Wow.
And like I said, it's really neat to watch the youth because they form like a fa it's almost like a family, and they're so
Yeah.
supportive and so encouraging, and they help each other with their outfits and their makeup,
Oh,
and
yeah.
sometimes they help with each other's performances, and it's just been
Oh,
really amazing to watch, and to
wow.
watch that it's not just youth, it's people of all ages, and just to
Yeah.
know that there's a need because not everybody's okay with performing in
Yeah.
a bar
Right. That's
or in
right.
a live venue,
Yeah.
different venues. So we offer something very unique in that we can pretty much accommodate anything.
Yeah. Really, that's truly awesome. Wow. Well, thank you, Kim, for this time, but I want to ask you one question before we go. And that is what matters to you, Kim?
What matters to me, I think the most is that there are different programs and that the youth are able to be able to access those, and the youth are our future.
Yes.
I think it's really important that people realize a lot of times when we're planning, pride events and stuff like that, people forget that the youth are our future, and if we want
Yeah.
to, they need to be able to be a part of that planning process, to be able to have their input. Nobody knows the youth as best as the youth.
That's right.
So it's important that we listen to them, that we try and accommodate them, and that we make room for them because they are a very diverse group, with a lot of incredible talent.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much, Kim. This has just been an incredible, session with you. I really enjoyed this. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.